Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for another mind-shifting conversation. It is Mind Shift Monday. Thank you to each and every one of you that are listening to the live show via mindshifttalkradio.com, as well as those of you that are listening via Blog Talk Radio. As I said before, Mind Shift Monday, or I've said this every week really, is that Mind Shift Monday is an exciting day for us. It's an exciting time to be here because Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show for you. It's for people and individuals just like you and I that are interested in growing in every area of our lives. And basically, this show helps you to have those mind shifts, those paradigm shifts, for you to look at things from a different perspective and to be open to hearing new perspectives in order for us to grow. So we thank you for being here. We ask that you come here with an open mind, an open heart, and definitely an open perspective. You may not necessarily agree with everything that you hear, but we just ask that you hang in there with us, stay with us for the show, join us in the chat room, and make sure that you take part in the conversation. But definitely, again, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Also want to welcome you on behalf of my lovely, awesome, and phenomenal co-host, Miss Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Hey, Sister Big Bones.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am doing well. Just enjoying this Mind Shift Monday, baby.
Yes, isn't it great to be back?
It is. Absolutely.
Definitely. So for those of you that may be new to the show, basically we like to start off just kind of giving you a recap of the previous week's show. Just in case you may have missed it, we give you a little bit about what the show was about, kind of a quick summary of the show, but we always encourage you to make sure that you go back and check out the replays. And you can find the replays at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can see the show description, you know, find out more about the guests that we have on the show for upcoming guests as well as recent guests that we've had. So it's a great way for you to stay connected. If you're not able to make it for the live show, I know it's football season. Hey, you can still benefit. You can still go back and download the show and still share it with all your friends and family members. But basically, our last show was a hit. We had such a great time on the show with one of our guests. She is not new to Mind Shift Talk Radio. She's been here several times before, and every time she's here, she just blesses us with so much information. For those of you that are considering going into business for yourself, maybe you're already in business for yourself, or maybe you're just interested in finding out how to take your business to the next level, you definitely want to check out last week's show. It was with Sherry Darden. She's a business expert. Ooh, got a frog in my throat. Consultant, business coach, and she's here giving free information. Who doesn't like free information, right?
Right. All the investment is your time.
So free information, and basically the show was, what type of preneur are you? So there was a little spin on the word entrepreneur. And basically it was part one of our small business segment. So we're going to have a series of small business shows. And Sherry has just been awesome enough to be willing to come here and join us every month. And she'll be doing a different phase in the series. So last week was part number one. And it was back to the basics, you know, really asking questions of yourself. You know, she encouraged you to ask questions to make sure that you are in a place, not just physically, but mentally, to be able to go into business for yourself. So it was a lot of soul searching. She shared some of the information that she shares with her clients, some of the questions she asked. you know, to help you understand whether or not entrepreneurship is probably the best thing for you. And whether you're trying to be a preneur, you know, in your current work environment, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to improve in some things you're doing at home, whatever it may be, you know, she asks us some really good questions. Like I said, some really mind-boggling and mind-shifting questions just to be honest with ourselves. And it was a great assessment, and it was a great way to kick off the series. I took a lot away from that. I was taking notes throughout the whole show. I'm sure you were too, Nita. Just taking notes through the whole thing. So, you know, you guys go back, check out the replay. Like I said, you can go to mindshifttalkradio.com. Just click on archives. She's the first show on that page. And you can just click the little blog talk symbol under her picture. And that will take you straight to that show. So, again, make sure you're sharing this with your friends and family members. Anyone that's in need of a mind shift, you want to make sure that they're staying connected with us. For those of you that are not our friends on Facebook yet, we encourage you to become our friend. You can find us on facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, you can connect with us on our own Mindshift Talk Radio website. Just hit the Contact Us button. And finally, you can connect with us here via Blog Talk Radio. Just go ahead and hit the Follow tab on the Mindshift Talk Radio page, and you'll be connected with us every week, so you'll get the updates and you'll find out when we're on the air and what we're talking about. And it's important for you to know that because we talk about everything under the sun. So whether it's personal development, finances, health and wellness, spirituality, we have something for everyone. So make sure you're staying connected with us. And sis, you know I'm excited to be back, so I know I'm long-winded. You know, just trying to make sure I cover all our bases. Is there anything that I may have missed before we go into this week's topic?
No, I think you got it all, except for letting them know when they can expect to hear Sherry again.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you. So Sherry will be joining us every third Monday of the month. So that way there will be some consistency. So for any reason, I know it's football season again, I'll say it again, but if there's anything that's going on that kind of prohibits you or hinders you from being here for the live show, set your calendar, set your reminder. You know, if you're frustrated with your job or if you're looking to go to the next level in your current job or you're looking to start a business, you just make sure that you're here every third Monday, if nothing else, and you get that information from Sherry Darden, okay? So thank you for reminding me about that. But the chat room is now open. See some guests starting to log into the chat room, so thank you. For those of you that will be joining the chat room shortly, if you have not created a profile on Blog Talk, we encourage you to do that because that's the only way you're going to be able to join in on the conversation in the chat room. And when we have these discussions and these conversations, it's not just for us, but, you know, we learn so much from these conversations, and we learn from our listeners, right?
Right.
You guys bless us with so much information. You guys get in there and you guys have conversations and we're blown away and we're copying the notes that we get from the chat room. So we definitely encourage you guys to take part in the conversation, and especially with tonight's topic, is one that everyone will be able to relate to. I guess it would be safe to assume that if you're tuning into tonight's show, you found the topic to be interesting, of some interest to you, and you feel that you can benefit from this. We know that we definitely can. So we're excited about this topic. So, sis, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what we're going to be discussing tonight.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Patience. That is our topic tonight. We're talking about patience and the benefits of it and how you can get it and how you can exercise it and why it's needed and how patience applies to each and every area of your life.
Definitely. And as we said in the preview, or I guess the episode information, you know, basically we thought about this. And when we have topics like this, we kind of look at things that are going on in our own personal lives. So I will just say we are very transparent on this show. And that's why I preface, you know, the beginning of the show saying, please be open, because you may not necessarily agree with everything we share. But, again, it's mind shift. So we're sharing our own personal perspective. And, of course, we're sharing some factual information. We always want to sprinkle some fact in there. But a lot of this is just our own personal experiences that we've had. You know, so we share our struggles, we share our successes, we share our accomplishments, and we encourage you to do the same as well. And so, you know, we look at some of the things that have been going on. I know personally for me, I have definitely been a student in this area. I really feel like God has been dealing with me in the area of patience. If there were two, I would say it would be patience and it would be trust. And so we thought it was a fitting conversation for us to have, right? This is the time. This is the time for us to have it. And every time I think about patience, you know, I'm sure you guys are familiar with that adage that says patience is a virtue. And we hear that all the time, but what exactly does that mean? I'm sure if we were to ask more than one person, people would probably have more than one answer for us, right, in terms
Absolutely.
Of what patience is a virtue means. So when you hear that, what does that mean to you, Seth?
That it takes effort. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't evolve overnight. It takes hard work and effort to exercise patience. I think because virtues are those things that are practiced and over and over and over so that they become habitual and ingrained and innate, but they take effort.
Definitely. And then when you hear virtue and you hear the word virtuous, you know, we know that has something to do with moral values. So when you hear patience as a virtue, it sounds to me as if, you know, we're saying that in order for a person to be patient, that they're doing something that's morally acceptable, you know, something that's desirable. It's a desirable trait or characteristics to have. It's a great thing. But, you know, I'll be the first one to admit that I don't necessarily always, you know, possess that trait or that value. I think we've all had times in our lives where we kind of want to just rush things through the motion. We want to be in control of everything that's going on, especially, I mean, you look at our society. You know, we really are in this microwave society, right?
Right.
Everything has to be quick. You know, fast food, drive through. Our internet service can't be fast enough. You're on the phone, 4G can't be fast enough. They're going to come out with some other generation soon. You know, we just want everything to happen right now. And we want
the HOV lane isn't fast enough.
That's true. And now they're charging for the HOV lane. Like, seriously? Here in Georgia, at least. It's crazy. It's just like we want things to go so fast. So when you look at society, you would understand, you can kind of understand why we have a challenge in this area, you know, why it's hard for us to sit back and just kind of be patient and wait for things to happen. And please note that when we're talking about being patient and being still for a minute, it's not about being passive. It's not about taking a passive approach in your life. But really, you will find as you continue to grow in this area, as you can continue to develop the skill of patience and this habit of patience, that's really where the strength comes. And that's where the growth comes from. You know, so it's not so much about being passive, but really at this point when you're patient, you realize that you're actually taking a proactive approach to obtain the results that you want. So tonight we want to go more into this. We want to really dig into this and dive into this conversation in terms of, you know, what exactly does it mean to be patient? What are the benefits of mastering this skill and this art, as we said, you know, at the beginning of the show, and how do we go about doing that? How do we go about having that mind shift, that paradigm shift to say, you know what, I don't have to be in that fast HOV lane anymore, or for those of us on the West Coast, we call it the carpool lane. I don't have to be in that fast carpool lane anymore. I can cruise over here at 60 miles an hour and know that I'm going to make it to this destination that I call success for myself. And again, you know, your definition of success is relative. It's based on perception. So that's what we want to go into tonight. So we encourage you guys, if you have any comments, if you have any questions about anything that we're discussing on the show tonight, feel free to call in. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. And thank you again for tuning into MindShift Talk Radio. So, sis, let's go ahead and get started with our conversation. We've already pretty much talked about what it means to us when we hear patience is a virtue. But let's go ahead and talk about some of the benefits of patience. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see. All right. So as we discussed earlier, we know that patience affects multiple areas or several areas of our lives. We can talk about how patience affects us mentally and physically, financially, in our relationships, so interpersonally. We can talk about all of that. So let's start off with the whole mental and physical health piece. What are some of the benefits you would consider when you're talking about your mental and physical health?
I'll take physical first. Primarily because when you talked about being a microwave society, just thinking about all the, if you will, carcinogens in microwavable foods and how much healthier it is if you cook your food on the stovetop or in the oven or just by cooking at home versus fast food. It's much healthier for you. So that's kind of like just one of the most immediate ones. And one of the ones that are most real to me as I am battling, you know, blood pressure, like trying to get my blood pressure under control, and the doctor believed that, you know, a little weight loss will help to stabilize that. And, you know, it's kind of hard losing weight if everything I eat is fast and fried. So that's kind of like the most immediate. And then just everything that goes with that, the stress of how stress affects you when you're impatient and when you're trying to just hurry up and get things done so quickly. And just like there's not enough hours in the day, and how that just drains you and beats you up and pulls you down and weighs you down, sometimes even physically as you put on more weight. So that's immediately what comes to mind in terms of physically. And then mentally, just the stress, just you worrying about it. You know, when is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? Or you're playing out various outcomes in your mind, you know, trying to think ahead instead of just allowing time to take its course and allowing what to happen, what will happen to happen.
And it's interesting that you related that to your overall health and in terms of the weight loss. And, you know, I'm reading this book right now by J.J. Smith, and, you know, I kind of giggle when I share the title of the book, because you would think, okay, oh, here's another one of those fads. But basically I'm reading this book about living a healthier lifestyle, and it's by J.J. Smith, and I definitely encourage people to listen to it because I've really benefited from the book so far. But it's about how to lose weight without diet and exercising. And I have to explain this, please, because like I said, the title can totally throw you off, especially from a mind shift perspective, because we have quite a few shows about health and wellness. And by no means whatsoever do we endorse, you know, any type of quick fix for health and for fitness and for weight loss especially. But this book is not that. Okay. And in the book, she shares a lot of information about the detox in our lives, and not just the physical detox, but most importantly, a mental detox as well. And so when you talked about how patience affects, you know, our health, or it benefits our health, because it does reduce anxiety, it does reduce stress. And for many people that may not be aware, you know, she goes into details about hormones, how hormone imbalances affect weight, but your overall health. You know, she talks about insulin levels, and she talks about how, you know, our mental fitness shows and is displayed in our physical fitness. And so it just goes back to what you were talking about in terms of that patience is only one piece. It's one piece of the puzzle in terms of how to have overall well-being and overall health. And so I definitely agree. We need to find ways to reduce anxiety, to reduce stress, and one of those ways is to practice patience. And again, we're just getting started in this conversation, so you're probably still sitting there wondering, okay, well, how do I do that? You're telling me to be patient so that I won't be stressful, but I'm not patient enough to not be stressful. I'm not patient enough to just be still. So just hang tight, because we're going to tell you how to do that. But definitely, so it does benefit in terms of our mental and our physical health. Now, patience also benefits us in terms of our relationships. We talked about interpersonal relationships. And it teaches us that it's important for us to be patient with others, but not only with others, but also with ourselves. Okay, and this kind of ties back into the same thing about the health and fitness part. But when you look overall at your goals, whether they're financial goals, whether they're professional goals, whether they're goals to have better and healthier relationships, whatever it may be, in order for us to be able to be patient with other people, we have to be accepting of other people. But more so, that starts with us. We have to be patient with ourselves. And it's very easy for us when we get caught up and totally consumed in our goal-setting process and achieving our goals to become impatient with us, to become impatient with our level of success at the time. You know, when we look at success, we set our own time frame for when things should happen. You know, I felt like I should have been a millionaire by the time I was 30. That hasn't happened yet, you know. So I was frustrated at 30, like I'm not even, you know, close to my millionaire status goal. And it made me look back at all the things that I could have done differently. It made me look back at all the things that I should have done better and all the mistakes that I've made. But what I didn't do was look back at all the things that I had done well. True, I may not be a millionaire, but what's more important, to already be a millionaire and not mentally be prepared for that, not know to handle the responsibility of being a millionaire, or to continue to be patient in this process to develop that millionaire mindset, per se, right? So it's important for us to say, okay, I need to be patient with me. These are habits that I've developed over the time. Over time, like you talked about, sis, with you liking fast food, and you know that's what fits into your lifestyle right now. But you didn't develop that habit overnight. You know, I didn't develop the habit to be hooked on chocolate donuts overnight. You know, that happened over time. I didn't develop an addiction to coffee overnight. You know, that started from the time I was, gosh, in middle school I was taking and drinking coffee. So, you know, these are habits that have taken some time to develop, some unhealthy habits, and it's going to take us some time to develop these healthy habits. And, again, the primary healthy habit that we're discussing tonight is patience. So it's going to take some time to develop this habit of patience. And how do we develop these habits? We continue to do things over and over and over. Repetition helps us develop these habits. And so when we're talking about strengthening our relationships, when I talk about being patient with self in order to be patient with others, we'll start to see the benefit. We'll start to see that we're more open to embracing flaws and differences in other people once we become more open to embracing our own flaws, our own insecurities, whatever they may be. So there's definitely a benefit to relationships as you continue to develop and strengthen this habit of being patient and being still for some time. You'll notice that your relationships will be that much more enjoyable. You'll realize that there isn't much pressure in your relationships, that you can just kind of coast and be cool and chill in your relationships, per se. So definitely there's a benefit to relationships. Now, I know another piece that we kind of giggled at the beginning of the show when we were talking about the financial piece, and we talked about how you have definitely become an expert in financial patience. Why don't you share your perspective on how it benefits financially?
I just in looking back on history, there was a time when people were shunned for having mortgages. It was, you were looked upon because you had a mortgage, because you had to take out a loan on your home. And then, you know, fast forward several years later, and you are looked upon because you don't have a credit card. And so I can remember I graduated college at the age of 22 with 23 charge cards and debit cards and credit cards. So I had more credit cards than I had age. And that was because there was nothing, if I saw it, I got it. I wasn't waiting on a sale. I wasn't waiting on clearance. I wasn't looking for any coupons. You know, and I was proud in all my ignorance. I was proud that, you know, what I wanted, I got, and paid a hefty price for that, and continued to do so until I was able to break that chain and that cycle and really understand, you know, what was behind that, and that it was okay to wait, that I didn't have to have the latest outfit of the season or the newest shoes or, you know, any of that, and that there was really value in waiting, so much so now I'm excited about being able to get something 80% off, you know, with coupons and whatever other incentives people offer, and I reap the financial benefits from that as well. You know, so it's more money in my pocket, if you will, instead of, you know, or, and if, you know, not having credit cards at all, because I am not a fan of credit cards, and, you know, much more a cash system or debit card, and think, I know that cash is king, and you can get much better deals and discounts if you pay cash than having to pay the interest rate on credit cards, and that whole, you know, 30 days no interest and 60 days no interest. Interest is how people make money. Exactly. So they're banking on you not paying within that amount of time. I paid that. They say earned lessons are learned lessons, or bought lessons are taught lessons. I've learned that one. And even in the housing market, they were, you know, having waiting and looking at interest rates, and you know, people just don't realize the amount of savings you can enjoy based on interest rates.
Mhm. That's true. All right. So financial benefits. There was one piece I wanted to add to that when you were talking. Oh, even just now when you were talking about people don't understand the value of being patient and waiting for the lower interest rates. Same thing with patience in terms of reestablishing credit, you know, and building credit. That's a process, and that takes some time as well. And you have to be very diligent about that. When you talk about people not understanding the benefit of waiting for an interest rate, also just the benefit of reestablishing credit and being patient with yourself during that time. Goes back to what I said before. You didn't just totally kill your credit overnight. It's a rebuilding process, and it takes some time to do that. But, again, you need to be patient with yourself. And this is a time for you not to beat yourself up and say, oh, woe is me, I should have done things differently. I shouldn't have went and got that extra Gucci bag on credit. And, you know, I shouldn't have done this and I shouldn't have done that. You're right. You know, there are some things that we probably shouldn't have done. But at this point, what are we going to do differently? How are we going to be proactive now? And what are we going to do to improve the situation to make sure that we don't make that mistake again? You know, at the end of the day, life is all about learning from our experiences, right? We have to learn from the experience. I know I was one of those young kids like you. I think I got my first credit card at like 18.
Me too.
And I was so bad. This is how bad I was. I got the credit card in the mail after school. I was a freshman in college. Came home, opened the mail, saw that credit card. I was stoked. Told both my roommates, we are going shopping. And we hopped in the car, went straight to the mall, went to the first store, bought me some Calvin Klein jeans. Yeah, this was 19, some years. Went and bought me some Calvin Klein jeans, right? I'm like, okay, got to go get me a shirt. Went and bought a blouse at another store. Went to the next store to get me some boots, and my card was declined. And I'm like, hold up. This is a brand new card. Like, I know my card is not declined. I just got this credit card. Basically called the credit card company and found out I only had a $150 limit, so that was like really, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant situation for me. And the worst part about this, and I know I'm going off public, but I just have to share this, the worst part about all of it is that I still didn't pay the bill on time and ended up going to collections for $150. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. And people who have bills that go to collections for $25, $50.
Yeah. And they're not 18, but 48. That's probably worse.
Yeah. But we digress. But there really is a cost for credit and what that involves and entails. Even with purchasing automobiles, like I believe in driving a vehicle until the wheels fall off. My truck is approaching 400,000 miles. It's a 13-year-old vehicle. You know, you save more money in buying a nice used car than you do in a new car that you just have to get off the lot and hold depreciation, and you want to trade it in later anyway. So, there's real value in saving, and I think our grandparents and great-grandparents, they really were onto something and had it right.
Yeah, I think that's a totally different mind shift. I don't even think that's so much about the patience. That's another one. That's another show. That's keeping up with the Joneses. Another one. But, all right, so moving on. And before we go into this next piece, just want to remind you guys, for those of you that are just tuning in, you're welcome, Faith Renee, in the chat room about the book. You're welcome, Mamacita. Just want to remind you guys that you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And we're talking about the art of patience. Please be patient and bear with us because we're kind of going off a little bit. But again, hey, it's our show. We get to do that. So moving on, patience in terms of how it benefits you spiritually. Now, the reason I wrote this one down is because, and I actually have a note here that I wrote to myself, and I said, you know, spiritual discernment leads to the blessing. And the reason I wrote that was because I was reading through some notes, excuse me, and I was actually on a page where I was reading more about the whole adage in terms of how this patience is a virtue came into play. I know some people were writing on some blogs, some college blogs actually, that some professors talked about how it was a result of World War II, and there were just all these different myths and so forth out there. And I came across this quote by Benjamin Franklin, And I actually shared this on Facebook. And in this quote, he says, "He that can have patience can have what he will." And when I looked at, I'm going to read it one more time. "He that can have patience can have what he will." And I looked at "he wills" from a spiritual perspective. And it made me think about situations, even a recent situation for me where I've wanted something so bad, I mean totally wanted it, that I was not patient. I was basically making things happen. And I'm sure some of you guys can relate to this. You have your eye on the prize. You want something so bad that you will go to any measure. You will, you know, just walk up the tallest mountain. You will hike the tallest mountain. You'll swim the widest sea to make this thing happen. And we justify this control issue by saying, I'm being faithful. I'm being persistent. I'm claiming it. It's mine. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this thing happen. And yes, on one level, faith obviously is required. I definitely totally agree and an advocate of claiming things and speaking them into existence. But at what point do you draw the line and say, okay, this is not just about exercising my faith or my supernatural faith to make something happen, but it's me just trying to force something to happen. When did God say this was really mine? When did God say this is what I have for you? Did God really say that or did Stacy say that? You know, and that's where I found myself in a recent situation where it was like I wanted this thing so bad and I knew this thing was mine. I'm going to make it happen. And this is how it started to know that this thing was not mine, because so much stress came, so much anxiety came, so much frustration came. And we know that in this journey called life, especially when we're on this journey called success in our lives, that we are going to run across some obstacles. There are going to be some hiccups, and everything is not always going to be flawless, right? But there has to be a point in you. There has to be some type of check in your spirit, something that checked you in your spirit that says, it isn't right. And when I read that quote, "He that can have patience can have what he will," it made me realize that if I were to take a step back, just take a back seat basically, and just kind of sit down and be patient and watch things unfold and watch God work, that I could have what he has for me. I can have his will for my life instead of struggling and fighting and forcing my will. And so if I have to look at any of the benefits of patience, if I'm looking at mental and physical health, if I'm looking at finances, relationships, I would have to say for me personally, the patience has totally played out in my spiritual health, you know. And everyone has their own situations, everyone has their own stories, and everyone can relate to this topic in their own way. But for me personally, you know, as I said, I'm sharing my perspective and my own personal story. It has definitely shown that patience is a virtue in terms of spiritual stability and spiritual health and spiritual growth. So that's what I got from that thesis, Sister Big Bones. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
I think that is one of those that is overarching and far-reaching. Like, you know, he that has patience can have, you know, whatsoever he wills. Like, That applies to everything, even back to when I was talking about the clothes and knowing that things go on sale and waiting for things to go on sale, like, you know, just waiting. And contrary to popular belief, patience, like you mentioned earlier, isn't passive. It takes the most work and effort and intentionality to be patient. And it's to be. It's that whole action word. It's to be patient. And what you mm-hmm. what you really learn is that if you lack patience, then you quickly become a patient. You are going to be on somebody's couch in somebody's mental ward, having some type of mental breakdown. If you do not, you know, build up this thing we call, if you do not establish or get a grasp on patience.
Definitely. Definitely, I like that you become a patient. I've got to use that one. I'm going to borrow that one. That's a good one. All right, so we've talked about the benefits of patience, and like we said before, you know, we can't end this without sharing some how-to tips. Basically, you know, what are some things that you can do now to develop this habit, to begin to develop this habit of mastering this art of patience? And so one thing that we talked about before was about practice, you know, patience is a practice, and we have to develop that habit over time. And so it has to become a daily habit. It has to be the thing where you become conscious and deliberate in terms of your approach to be patient. What does that mean? One example, easy example, road rage. I don't know how many of you guys suffer from road rage. Oh, my gosh, I've come a long way, but I'm still not totally delivered and healed, okay? But I'm better. Okay, I used to just snap. I'd be that person that just rides the horn. So this is a perfect example of how you can practice patience. Tomorrow when you're driving and this person cuts you off, oh, my goodness, I just had a flashback. I'm sorry, guys. Sister Big Mom, remember I posted this on Facebook, I think it was just a month ago, about how I just kind of went off on this little slow driver, and then I pulled up next to her, and she was an old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that post? Okay, I just felt guilty. I just had to, that was my confession. I said, I'm not totally delivered, but I know. Okay, but anyway, so tomorrow when you guys are driving and someone cuts you off, catch yourself and be like, my shift reminded me that I have to be patient. So I'm going to let this person over, and I'm going to be still. And it may not necessarily be easy, but we're going to practice this. It's the same thing with anything. Ask yourself, what are some of your triggers? What are some of those things that make you snap? Is it your kid leaving the cereal out, not closing the box, leaving the milk carton on the counter? Is it your husband not putting the toilet seat down? Whatever it may be, ask yourself, what are these triggers that just totally flip you every day? And then make a mental note. And again, be deliberate in your action to be patient, to practice patience.
Let somebody in front of you, when you see them signaling, instead of speeding up, let them over. Or if you see somebody needing to get out of a driveway or drive through, let them in front of you. I've done the whole speeding thing and, you know, 5 miles or 10 miles over, and the difference it makes in you getting there is, like, just minuscule, just maybe a couple of minutes. Like, it is not a huge amount unless you are going really, really fast over the speed limit. But then the other test is, how about doing the speed limit? Go figure. How about that? How about driving the speed limit? It's not a suggestion or a recommendation.
That's a huge one. I'm going to take that challenge because, you know, even when I took my driver's test at 16, the driver was like, the driving ed teacher was like, yeah, I think this is going to be a problem. I can see you have a heavy foot. So, but I'm going to take that challenge. I'm going to sign up for that one. I'm going to try to follow the speed limit for at least a day. I'm not going to commit to a week yet. We're going to take this day by day. How about that?
Okay, now I'm going to let you already know you're going to have to back your time up probably about 30 minutes. So you need to leave 30 minutes sooner than you're used to leaving.
Oh, gosh, that's another test. Okay. That's another test. Okay, another thing. Don't rush to make decisions, okay? Don't be impulsive. Take your time to make decisions. So if you get off of MindShift tonight and this infomercial pops up for this brand new popcorn / cookie / coffee pasta maker that you just really think you need to have, no, you can't have it. You're going to be patient. You're going to wait. You're going to weigh your options. You're going to do your research, and you're going to be still. You're not going to pull out your credit card. We're not going to do that tonight. No infomercial shopping tonight, okay? So we're not going to rush to make decisions. Another thing, we're not going to worry about things that we cannot change. Oh, when I say that one, I'm going to say it again. Don't worry about things you cannot change. Doesn't it make you think about the whole Serenity Prayer? But we're not going to focus so much on things that we can't change. We're not going to focus on people that we cannot change. We are going to focus on patience and the peace that comes from patience. What's another one I had? Being realistic. That's another way for you to develop your patience and to master the art of patience. It's to be realistic. Again, this is not something that you're going to expect to see happen overnight. And please be realistic and know that just because you've made the decision to be more patient doesn't mean that everyone around you is going to be more patient. Sister Big Bones just shared the example of following the speed limit or letting people over in front of you or being courteous and opening a door for someone else, whatever it may be. Please don't expect everyone else to do that because it's not going to happen. I have been working with this on my son. He's become such a gentleman. He's opening doors for people, and it's taken some time to develop that habit. Please know it's taken some time. But now he feels like everyone else should do it. So when other people don't hold the door open for mommy, he has a problem with it. The only challenge with that is that at 7, he hasn't learned how to whisper yet, and he doesn't have an inside voice. So he says it very loud, "Oh, my gosh, mommy, they didn't even hold the door for you." Like, okay, it's okay, it's okay. So just know, just be realistic with your goals. Be realistic with this approach. Everyone else is not going to change around you, but we're just hoping to be good examples for everyone else. How about that? Sis, what are some other examples? I have some more things that you can do. What are some of the examples that you had in terms of how to develop this habit?
Do things that make you enjoy waiting. Like for me, it is reading. So I always have a book inside my purse that I can read, or it can be writing or journaling. It can be listening to music. Things that make you enjoy waiting, not things that excite you, you know, that get you excited and agitated while waiting. Like some people, they can listen to that crunk music, and that helps them mellow out. Other folks, it really gets them crunk. It serves its purpose. So if you're one of those ones who crunk music gets you crunk, don't listen to that. But do things that allow you to enjoy waiting. Like I don't get impatient in the drive-thru or at DMV or when my flight is delayed in the airport. I'm really good about having something to read with me and enjoying the wait. And it shows, like even if I'm waiting in a long line, I am still pleasant to the person servicing me and smiling and, you know, they're apologizing for the wait and, oh, it's not your fault. And that just really changes them as well. But it also has a really great impact on me. So I would say identify things that you can enjoy while waiting. It's not a hurry up and wait. It's just two things you enjoy.
Definitely. I agree. And at the end of the day, you know, we're just sharing some things. Of course, we can't be here all day to talk about it. We would love to. And I'm sure that you guys have some other things that you would like to do. But these are just some of the things that you can start to do. We definitely encourage you to start reading more about this. I mean, going on Facebook alone, you know, join us on Mindshift Talk Radio page, but also there's so many fantastic groups, like positive groups on Facebook that talk about personal development in general, that share a lot of these tips and these tools about how to become more patient, how it affects your personal growth and development, how it affects your success in business, everything like that. So we encourage you to take some steps. Again, we just kind of spark the flame a little bit, but it's up to you to truly light that fire. So we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to make sure that you're here with us every week as well, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, because we love to have these conversations. And as I said at the beginning of the show, you never know what we're going to talk about because we talk about everything under the sun. But, you know, just to kind of sum up what we've talked about tonight in terms of patience, you know, we talk about goals. I definitely want to end on a note about goals because I truly believe that as you begin to master this art of patience, that you'll see that goal attainment is that much more enjoyable, that much more realistic. It's going to be on a totally different level because I shared my own experience about, you know, the struggles that I've had recently in terms of patience and how I just kind of had an aha moment behind it. But when you look at your goals, you know, if you're setting professional goals for yourself, relationship goals, financial goals, whatever those goals may be, when we're looking at attaining those goals, we set goals based on our own mindset, based on how we think things should happen and when things should happen. Some people may say, well, you know, if it doesn't happen in 1 to 3 tries, I'm going to stop. Someone else may say, if it doesn't happen in 5 tries, I'm going to stop. It's going to be different for each of us. But at the end of the day, many people make the mistake of giving up too soon. And there's one thing that I read that says your mind probably has this reasonable time frame for success, but that time frame does not necessarily correspond to a realistic time frame. Excuse me, a realistic time frame. And so we have to be realistic about everything. So we encourage you guys, as I said before, to develop these habits, take some of these steps that we've shared with you tonight, and just make sure that you're here every Monday night. Make sure that you share this with your friends and your family members, anyone that's in need of a mind shift, and make sure that you connect with us on Facebook and check us out at mindshifttalkradio.com. As always, we wish you guys another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week. And Sister Big Bones, Love you. Glad you were here with me again tonight, Mamacita.
Love you more, Chica.
And thank you to all of you guys that listened to the live show, those of you listening to the replays, and special shout-out to our sisters and our ladies in the chat room, Addie Lee, Faith and Renee, and we have new people in the chat room, so hey, Revolution Radio Show. But you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you next week. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.